I hailed an auto cab outside the mailbox, making sure to select one operated by a local cab company and not a Supra cab, which was a wholly owned subsidiary of IOI. When I got in, I held my breath as I pressed my thumb to the ID scanner. The display flashed green. The system recognized me as Wade Watts, not as the fugitive in Dent, Bryce Lynch.
"Good morning, Mr. Watts," the auto cab said. "Where to?"
I gave the cab the address of a clothing store on High Street, close to the OSU campus. It was a place called Threads, which specialized in high-tech urban streetwear. I ran inside and bought a pair of jeans and a sweater. Both items were dichotomy wear, meaning they were wired for Oasis use. They didn't have haptics, but the pants and shirt could link up with my portable immersion rig, letting it know what I was doing with my torso, arms, and legs, making it easier to control my avatar than with a gloves-only interface. I also bought a few packs of socks and underwear, a simulated leather jacket, a pair of boots, and a black knit wool cap to cover my freezing, stubble-covered noggin. I emerged from the store a few minutes later, dressed in my new Threads. As the frigid wind enveloped me again, I zipped up my new jacket and pulled on the wool cap. Much better. I tossed the maintenance tech jumpsuit and plastic indent shoes in a trash can. Then began to walk up High Street, scanning the storefronts. I kept my head down to avoid making eye contact with the stream of sullen university students filing past me. A few blocks later, I ducked into a Vendol franchise. Inside, there were rows of vending machines that sold everything under the sun. One of them, labeled Defense Dispenser, offered self-defense equipment, lightweight body armor, chemical repellents, and a wide selection of handguns. I tapped the screen set into the front of the machine and scrolled through the catalog. After a moment's deliberation, I purchased a flak vest and a Glock 47C pistol, along with three clips of ammo. I also bought a small canister of mace, then paid for everything by pressing my right palm to a hand scanner. My identity was verified and my criminal record was checked. Name: Wade Watts. Outstanding warrants: none. Credit rating: excellent. Purchase restrictions: none. Transaction approved. Thank you for your business. I heard a heavy metallic thunk as my purchases slid into the steel tray near my knees. I pocketed the mace and put the flak vest on underneath my new shirt. Then I removed the Glock from its clear plastic blister packaging. This was the first time I'd ever held a real gun. Even so, the weapon felt familiar in my hands because I'd fired thousands of virtual firearms in the Oasis. I pressed a small button set into the barrel, and the gun emitted a tone. I held the pistol grip firmly for a few seconds, first in my right hand, then my left. The weapon emitted a second tone, letting me know it had finished scanning my handprints. I was now the only person who could fire it. The weapon had a built-in timer that would prevent it from firing for another 12 hours, a cooling-off period, but I still felt better having it on me. I walked to an Oasis parlor located a few blocks away, a franchise outlet called The Plug. The dingy backlit sign, which featured a smiling anthropomorphic fiber-optic cable, promised lightning-fast Oasis access, cheap gear rental, and private immersion bays, open 24/7, 365. I'd seen a lot of banner ads for The Plug online. They had a reputation for high prices and outdated hardware, but their connections were supposed to be fast, reliable, and lag-free. For me, their major selling point was that they were one of the few Oasis parlor chains not owned by IOI or one of its subsidiaries. The motion detector emitted a beep as I stepped through the front door. There was a small waiting area off to my right, currently empty. The carpet was stained and worn, and the whole place reeked of industrial-strength disinfectant. A vacant-eyed clerk glanced up at me from behind a bulletproof plexiglass barrier. He was in his early 20s, with a mohawk and dozens of facial piercings. He was wearing a bifocal visor, which gave him a semi-transparent view of the oasis, while also allowing him to see his real-world surroundings. When he spoke, I saw that his teeth had all been sharpened to points. "Welcome to the plug," he said in a flat monotone. "We have several bays free, so there's no waiting. Package pricing information is displayed right here." He pointed to the display screen mounted on the counter directly in front of me.